This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Prosecutors, public defenders, and people who were once incarcerated are hoping to tackle felony sentence reform in the new year. One of the plans may give people who are serving long prison sentences a chance to appeal. Boulder District Attorney Michael Doherty is leading the work.
If they ask my office to reconsider the sentence, I don't have the freedom to go into court and say that sentence should be lower as a matter of justice. So there's been discussions about whether the district attorney or the courts should have the power to go back and reduce sentences after some period of time.
Some of these reforms could be introduced at the legislative session that starts in a few weeks. Well, tomorrow is Christmas, but there's still time to cut down a tree on national forest land. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Doug Leva with the White River National Forest in western Colorado says his family loves having a wild tree shaped by the environment as a Christmas tree. Their branches are less dense than farm trees, with more spots for ornaments.
And you kind of put more on there rather than just right on the outside.
Cutting one down has been his family's tradition for more than a decade.
Every year we think we find the best tree.
Christmas tree permits are still available at recreation.gov. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And the Denver Nuggets beat the Portland Trail Blazers last night for their sixth win in their last seven games. The Nuggets play at home tomorrow on Christmas Day. This is CPR News and KRCC.